Thanks very much for speaking to us, for talking Rugby Union. I know you know Tom Whiteley, and a couple of weeks ago we did an article on him in our emerging talent section.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, cheers. With other people in there like Jack Knoll and Sean Dougal from Munster. So we're building up quite a bit of a following in there, and we'd like to do a piece on you, if that's all right with you.
Fantastic, yeah, that'd be brilliant. Yeah.
Brilliant. So the big news for yourself is next year you've got a professional contract at Bristol.
Yeah, correct, yeah. Well, obviously that got finalised about 2 months ago, and it still really hasn't sunk in, so I absolutely can't wait for the new season to begin and get going. Yeah, really excited.
Brilliant. So when did it first come about? It was about 2 months ago, did you say? But Bristol just approached you, I guess, and offered you a contract.
Well, yeah, I sort of went down and trained. Played two Bristol United games against Worcester and Oxford University. Absolutely loved it. Felt really at home there, and it just sort of worked. And before I knew it, I was signing the contract. And yeah, go from there. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm ecstatic. Yeah.
Fantastic. And had there been any interest from any other clubs or any other big names that had come in with interest for you?
There was, you know, I can't really comment on that, but yeah, there was, but I just thought Bristol was the right choice, and I'm glad I signed there, yeah.
Right, so just going into that a bit more, what was it about Bristol that sold it for you in the end?
Yeah, well, obviously, I went down to their training ground and spoke to Andy Roms and Sean Holly and everything, and I just thought that the ambition of the club and the drive and where they want to be is just perfect for a youngster like me coming in. Obviously, the location being at home and just the setup there and the way they're planning to move to Ashton Gate, build that, the training facilities, they're building that. Everything just is on the up, and it's going to be an amazing journey to be a part of, and I'm really excited.
Fantastic. And so for the summer, do you have any plans with Bristol, or is it all from pre-season onwards sort of situation?
Well, I played some sevens recently, and then I think I'll have a few weeks off now and then straight hit the ground running pre-season, yeah.
So what are the plans for pre-season? When do you start? Have you got a sort of a schedule laid out yet, or is that still yet to come?
I haven't been set in stone yet, but I think it's end of June. Sort of meet up with everyone, and then a few hard months of training before we start the season, and hopefully, fingers crossed, with the Bristol playoff, a bit of promotion, then take on the Premiership, which would be really exciting. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, did when you were first signing the contract, was there any mention of obviously if Bristol are the next Premiership club, was there any talk of a different contract? Would that affect things at all?
That I didn't really take that into consideration. Whether a Championship club or a Premiership club, the ambition they got is unbelievable, and I have no doubt that in a few years they're going to be up there back up there with the best in Europe.
Mm. And you mentioned before that you spoke to Andy Robinson on that first couple of days that you went over to Bristol. What, just going into that a bit more, what was it his plans were for you specifically and the club as a whole?
Well, obviously, Andy Robinson's very ambitious coach and manager, and he's got a real drive for Bristol and really believes that in a few years we can be the best in Europe, really. And he said there'll be plenty of opportunity for me to express myself. And obviously, as a youngster, that's just perfect. And a youngster wants to play, and that's what he said he can offer. So, absolutely fantastic, yeah.
Brilliant news. And obviously, yourself personally, you've come from Millfield.
Yeah.
And so you're following straight in the footsteps of Mako Vunipola, who went straight to Bristol, didn't he, from Millfield?
Yeah.
So quite a role to follow in there, obviously very different positions. But how do you think the school itself has helped you set yourself up for a career in the game or in the professional game?
Yeah, well, I moved to Millfield for sixth form. I was in Corpus Christi in Cardiff High School, just a small high school in Cardiff, and then when I had the opportunity to come to Millfield, it was sort of like, wow, this is another world. But it didn't take me long to decide to come here. And the rugby, Mr. Mallet and Mr. Brimacombe, two of the best coaches I've ever experienced. They are absolute unbelievable coaches, and they've helped me so much. My game's improved so much. So they I couldn't have asked for a better 2 years here in sixth form, and they've set me in really good stead now to take the next step in the next journey of my life, so I'm really excited.
And particularly this season, with obviously Roslyn Park being a highlight to win the entire tournament there, it must have been a fantastic season to finish your Millfield career with.
Yeah, unbelievable, obviously, to go eight tournaments out of eight in the seventh season is far beyond our expectations, and, you know, we obviously go into every tournament winning, but to do that is just something else, and it's been an absolute privilege to be part of such a great team and play alongside such awesome boys, so yeah, really proud.
And Roslyn Park itself, such a prestigious tournament for any school rugby club. What was it like to actually win the tournament?
Yeah, I don't know if you know, last year when I was always in lowest sick, we got knocked out in the group stages first day. So it was sort of a haunted place for me going back there again. And I was just so determined not to make that happen again, and to go on and win it was just absolutely incredible, and it'll be a memory that'll stick with me forever.
Fantastic. And I believe at Twickenham this weekend there was a repeat of the final between yourselves and the team you played in the final, but unfortunately you couldn't play because Ireland came calling. Am I correct?
Yeah, I went to a training camp out in Ireland last week for the under 19 sevens, and we were narrowing the squad down there for the European Championships in Lisbon, Portugal, and. Yeah, I managed to make that squad and spent the weekend in Portugal in FIRA Championships, which was sort of like a dream come true and an unbelievable experience. And I obviously gutted to miss the Twickenham game, but at the same time, so proud to get that international sort of cap thing.
Exactly. So is that your first time at age group international?
I played Wales under 16s international. And now Ireland in the 1970s, yeah. So they're the two.
Right. So obviously the countries don't match up there, do they? Just what is it that's where has that come from? Obviously Wales you played for first, and then Ireland. How's that happened?
Well, I'm born in Wales, and my mother's Welsh, but then my father is Irish, and so is my dad's side Irish. So yeah. Half Welsh, half Irish.
Right. So if an international career did come about, where would you want to be playing your rugby, or who for?
You know, it just even be talked about an international at this age is unbelievable, and something I can't really answer that. That's just to even be talked about is real humbling. But yeah, anyone would be an honour.
Fantastic. Good answer. And so the sevens that you're playing in the summer, is there any more sevens that you've got lined up, or is that it for the moment?
I'm off to Amsterdam sevens this weekend with Millfield Old Boys, which again will be a great tournament to be a part of, because obviously it's one of the biggest tournaments out there. And then I think I'll give myself a rest then for pre-season, have a good month off, recharge the batteries, and then hit pre-season hard, yeah.
So, just going back to playing for Ireland, obviously, how was the actual tournament and the games that you did play? You played Germany and Denmark, was it first? And then...
So we played Germany and Denmark and France in our group. We went comfortably against Germany and Denmark, and then narrowly lost to France by 2 points, which was obviously end of Thursday on a bit of a down, but then... Come back day two, quarterfinals against Russia, and then that just didn't go our way. We had a couple of sin binnings, ended up losing 7-5 into the play competition, and then the boys really stood up and ended up winning that convincingly, which was a good way to bounce back from sort of a disappointment against Russia. But absolutely loved playing out there in the heat, and the hard ground was unbelievable.
Fantastic. So obviously you've had so much seven success.
Yeah.
Is that a game that you could see a future in, perhaps, or are you definitely more of a 15s man?
Well, I love sevens, obviously. You get a chance to sort of show your skill set, give you a lot of space on the ball, you can beat a man one-on-one, which is I love. And I think it really does help your 15s game as well, your passing game and your running game. So, yeah, it's something which could possibly arise, but at the focus at the moment is to sort of really focus on my 15s at Bristol and get that really, really going.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much for speaking to us, Callum. Thanks for your time.
No problem,
and
at all.
And best of luck with Bristol next year.
Brilliant. Would you mind, sorry, one more thing, would you mind sending me a draft?